Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say,
he's mighty,
he's mighty,
he's mighty,
he's mighty, name. Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And I'm your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, and I welcome everyone on tonight to share in some worship and some scripture and to pray for one another and just to lift up the name above all names, Jesus, and to magnify God, our Creator, our Comforter, our Source, and our Power. As many of you know, my precious mama had been battling cancer for over 2 years. She really fought. She had such great faith. And on October 21st, God called my mom home. And it's really been one of the hardest things I've ever endured in all of my life. There's days that I cry. There's days I'm angry. There's days I'm happy. I'm not one of those people that's going to sit back and act like everything's all rainbows and lollipops, because God never told us in life that we wouldn't go through, but he did tell us he would never leave us or forsake us. And I know there's so many others out there going through, people that have family members with cancer that enduring what I've seen. You know, it's not just the fact even just losing my mom. It's everything she endured before she went home to be with the Lord. Those images are forever burned in my mind. And all the tears I've seen her cry, and the pain, the suffering. But not one time did my beautiful mom ever complain. She kept her faith in God. And one of the things that got my mom and I through when we were going through all these storms and trials and everything that she really did endure is that we would praise God. We would put worship music on. One of my mom's very favorite songs was by Casting Crown, The Well. And every time before she would go to chemo or when we get done with the treatment, she'd always tell me to play her song. And one of my songs was one of the ones you just listened to, Every Praise, and it blesses me so much. Our God is awesome. I'm sorry about that. The other one's getting ready to come up. But it blesses me so much to listen to that song and to really hear everything that God is in our lives. And I just want to encourage you that tonight, just to get in and to worship God, because right now I'm feeling a lot of emptiness. I miss my mom so dearly. I made a promise to my beautiful mom, though, that I would keep doing the work God called me to. I wouldn't be angry at God, which I'm not. My mom belongs to him. That's his child, his daughter. And I know God knows my pain. I know he knows my heart and my concerns. And that's what's helping me to get through each day without my mom. I truly believe that she's watching over me in spirit. And that she's there rooting for me from heaven. And she's encouraging me through spirit and talking to God for me because she loved me so much. And I just thank God for the time I had with her. She was such a beautiful, beautiful person, such an amazing evangelist and woman of God. And that's something else I've really realized too. In going through our struggles, look to find some of the blessings in the midst of your storms. Look to find the beauty in the suffering because it can be found. There's moments I'll have that I'll hold dear the rest of my life, and times I got to spend with my mom, and times I got to see her testify dinner or to a doctor, or just way she would make people laugh or lighten the mood whenever things were hard. God gave her such a beautiful light, and she shined everywhere she went. And I miss her so much. But I really felt in my heart and my spirit that it was time for me to get the word going back out, because I know there's been people listening from the Philippines and Australia, different parts of Africa. Praise God for that. And I just want to go right now to prayer. And I just want you to come into agreement with me. And I also want to pray for those that are hurting, that's lost loved ones, that are going through the things like I went through with my beautiful mother. And I just want to lift things up tonight and the victims of the shooting this past weekend, because I know I'm not the only person in this world that went through loss or has went through trials, and there's so many others that are hurting just like me. So let's go to God in prayer and just lift things up tonight. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we just come tonight, dear God, many of us even with heavy hearts, Lord, broken and wounded and hurting, but holding on to the hope and the faith that we have in you. we know, dear God, that you never told us that we wouldn't suffer, God. And you never said that we wouldn't have trials, God. But we have the hope knowing, dear God, that you're our comforter, our friend. You're our strength and our weakness, God. Lord, whenever we're weak and we can't go on, you carry us and you shelter us under your wing, dear God. Lord, Father God, I just come tonight and ask, dear God, that you give us all strength to get through this journey called life, dear God. Give us the strength to finish the good race, dear God, because all of us that are believers, dear God, are striving, dear God, to get to the day where we hear you say, job well done, my good and faithful servant. God, I lift our country up to you tonight, God, and I pray for all this bloodshed to stop, dear God. I pray that people come to know truth, that your son Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I pray that America come back to you and that they leaders start to worship you and to seek your wisdom in all things, Father God. And Lord, though we look around and see things that are crazy and things that are bad, Lord, when we get into our word, we know that it lines up with the signs of time, Father God. But Lord, I also know things can be changed through prayer, God. Father God, I pray for individuals that have bad ideas in their mind to take innocent lives, dear God, that those spirits just be broken down. That's a demonic thing, dear God, and healing be brought to their life in the name of Jesus. And Father, for every person that's lost a loved one to all this horrible, Father God, I just lift their families up to you tonight, dear God, and I pray you bring them comfort, dear God. Lord, hold them when they cry, God, because I know what it feels to lose someone you love so much, God. They continue to hold me, God, because I hurt and I'm broken too, God. I miss my best friend. Give me the strength to go forth in what you called me to do as I'm on the journey of healing and getting through life without my mom. God, I pray you continue to take these broadcasts forth, dear God, and bless all the men and women that's going to be on here to share the word. And God, I pray for every ear that hears, dear God, that you bless them and they'll come to know truth, Father God. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters in every corner of every nation, every person listening in China, the Philippines, dear God, in the United Kingdom, in Brazil, in Africa, in Australia, Father God, in Norway, dear God. Praise be to God that we're reaching those places, God. Lord, I pray that you'll have your will and your way, dear God, in the things that are taught on here, dear God. This is your program, dear God. I'm just a willing vessel. God, I just exalt you tonight. I lift up praises unto you, and I thank you, God, for being my strength. And dear God, I pray that you strengthen all those listening and that you bind up the wounds and that you heal broken hearts and let them know they can call upon you in their struggles, Father God. I love you, and I thank you for all the time I had with my beautiful mother. How blessed am I that you chose me to be your daughter. And I know, dear God, that she's with you, dear God, and I just pray she knows how much I love her, dear God. And I just pray great things for her, dear God, because if anyone ever deserved many rewards in heaven, it was my mama. To the day where she could meet me at the gate, dear God. And first that I get to look upon your face, Father God, and I get to see the nail scar hands of my Savior, Father. Just keep me on this journey called life, God. Have your perfect will and way in our life, and I ask these things in the mighty matchless name of Jesus. And all, please bear with me too tonight. I have been battling a really bad cold, been coughing, and I'm just trusting God that the thing that I just get through it, and the thing that's taken off of me, and that I seek out healing in Jesus' name. And I want to share some scriptures before I go back into some worship music. And it's Bible verses about worship. God really loves our worship. And as I was sharing earlier, one of the things I've learned when you get in the Word are you just lay it down and you worship God and cry out to Him. He will meet you there because that's all that's been getting me through. I feel such comfort and strength when I just worship God. And, you know, in things that I'm going through right now, there'd be a lot of people that would choose to be angry, to not worship God, to not look to God for comfort. But I know that's where the answer is. And that's who I place my hope and my trust in. In John 4:24, the Word of God tells us, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And Psalm 95:6 tells us, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Yes, Father God, that's what we want to do tonight, Father. We just want to bow down before you, and we want to worship you, God, and we want to thank you, God. for being our provider, for being our healer, for being our comforter, our friend, for being our joy, for being our strength, Father. Father God, for loving us enough, dear God, that you sent your son to die for sinners like us. We thank you for that, God. Father, we thank you for the cross. And we thank you, dear God, for the power that we have through the victory that Jesus conquered the grave, dear God. And we have eternal life through that gift of salvation. Thank you, Father God. And in Colossians 3:14 through 17, the word of God tells us, and above, I'm going to the word here, and above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Hallelujah, that is so powerful. I love what that's saying. To do things in the name of Jesus, that we need to exalt God. Praise be to God. And Isaiah 12:5 tells us, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Praise be to God. The very breath that he has given to you, the very breath that you breathe, he put that breath in you. And we need to thank him daily for that, because it is truly a gift. Life is truly a gift. And I want to go back into some more worship and play some worship music. And I just pray tonight that you'll just come before him with that heart of thanksgiving, with that attitude of gratitude in your heart, and lift up those in need. Maybe not even go before God asking for things, but just honoring and praising him and looking to the blessings in your life. And let's just right now go and listen to a song I really love. And I really want you to think about what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name.
2 Corinthians 12:9 through 10 tells us, "He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.' Praise be to God that's powerful, that when I am weak, then I am strong. That is because he perfects himself in us through our weakness when we have faith. And Isaiah 43:2 tells us, 'When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you.'" Praise be to God. And I know there's so many tonight, just like me, going through trials. Many tonight that's carrying a broken heart, just like I am. But I truly have learned that when we praise God, and that when we're in the valleys and that we're hurting and things aren't good, that God moves through our praise and he comes, he meets us there. Father God, help people to press into your presence tonight, Father. Let them learn and have understanding that there is comfort when we praise, dear God. And God, that you are right there with us and that you even catch our tears, Father. And help them to understand, Father God, that you, Father God, came in the flesh. You sent your son, Jesus Christ, God. He endured temptations, God. He even wept, dear God, and understood what it was like to have lost, Father God. He had compassion for the sisters as they wept over their brother Lazarus, Father God. Father, he understands firsthand what it is like to face temptations, to face trials, to carry heavy burdens upon his shoulders because you loved us so much you sent him in the flesh, Father. May we not forget that we are not alone, God. And when the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, raises up as mighty warriors, Father God, to stand against him and tell him he has no power or authority, that we have victory through Jesus Christ. Help us to learn to tap into that power. Raises up as warriors to go through, Lord. Let us understand, dear God, that the Bible is power. It is our sword, dear God. And Lord, help us to put on our shield and our breastplate, our helmet of salvation, God. Father God, armor us up. Prepare our feet, dear God. Take us forth. You need warriors rising up in these end days, God. I feel strength in you tonight, dear God. And I'd even thought, Father, about canceling tonight because I've been fighting this infection, this cold. But I felt in my spirit someone needed to know about praising you tonight, to know that they're not alone. In Psalms 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Father God, we are going to exalt you tonight, Lord. And I want to get ready to share a song that my beautiful mother sang with me all the time. And it is truly something to listen to the words. Sherry Easter originally sang this song, and it's one of my cover songs. But it praises his name. And when you really listen to the words, it really talks to us about what we're supposed to do when we're going through the valley. So right now, I just want to encourage you to get in tonight. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing in your family, maybe you have financial struggles, maybe it's sickness, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe your marriage is broken or your kid's addicted to drugs, whatever it is, just hit the floor, cry out to God, and praise his name. He works through our faith, he works through our praises, and he will meet you there. You are not alone. And I just want to encourage people tonight. I know firsthand what it feels like to be broken. I know firsthand what it feels like to see someone you love suffer so much. But I also know that God is catching my tears and that he's healing my broken heart. And I hold on to that promise of seeing my mom again. And I hold on to all the promises of his word. And I know he'll get me through this. And I'm not going to say that I'm okay right now because I won't lie to you. I go through my emotions. I go through my hurt. I go through my pain. I go through my moments and smile and share the beautiful memories that I had with my beautiful mother and how inspired I was by her faith. She was such a warrior. She never complained. She faced everything with such confidence, with such hope and faith that she had in God. And I may not understand why God didn't give her a miracle like she thought and healed her of cancer, but I do know that when she entered the kingdom of heaven, she's perfect and whole, no longer sick, no longer suffering. And I know that her rewards will be great there. And those are the things that I hold on to in my praises and in the word. And right now, I just want us to go in, and I want us to praise his name. And I want to dedicate this song to the beautiful, precious mother I had and to her memory. And I'll never forget her. And I love you, Mama. And I'm just going to keep praising his name.
When you're up against the wall and your mountain seems so tall and you realize life's not always fair, let the old man decide or change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise his name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hand. for the life of me, I cannot find a reason how one like him could care for me so much. He looked down on humanity and loved us enough to don a robe of flesh and bone. He knew that they would mock him and they'd beat him. Still he chose to be our sacrifice. He knew the pain that waited on a rugged cross. Still he came and paid the highest price for the life of me. I do not understand how he could look beyond my fault, love away my sin. For the life of me, I cannot see why he would give me mercy when I was undeserving. How could he die just for the life of me? For the life of me, I cannot find the answer how one like him could care for me so much. There's nothing I could give to make me worthy of the price he paid for me with his own blood. And there at that old whipping post, he saw me. And he knew that I'd be lost without his grace. So he turned and climbed the hill, Golgotha, where he took a cross that bore my name. For the life of me, I do not understand how he could look beyond my fault, love away my sin. For the life of me, I just cannot see why he would show me mercy when I was undeserving. How could he die just for the life of me?
About that, why he died for us, why he took nails that were meant for us, a crown of thorns that was meant for us. Why did Jesus die for us? In John 3:16, the word tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whoever so believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. That is one of the things I hold on to in my heart and I think of when it comes to my beautiful mother. I look to what our pastor said at my mom's celebration of life service, and he said, my mom's not gone, she's just departed. And one day, I know when the trump sounds and that ground begins to shake and Jesus steps out on the clouds, hallelujah, that body's going to rise, because the dead in Christ shall, and that she will meet with that spirit. Ooh. That gets me excited in my spirit, knowing that we are all going to rise and we're going to be with our Savior Jesus. That's what it's all about. and the only way unto the Father is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Understanding the true gift of the cross, knowing that he is the Son, that he came, he died, he conquered death, rose again, and one day the trump will sound and Jesus will come to take his children home. And we need to be found ready. We need to be putting him first in our life. We need to quit focusing on things of this world and getting wrapped up in money and things, trying to keep up with the Joneses, and take time to spend with your loved ones. You never know how long you're going to have them. You never know what a day could bring. Do you think the people that went to worship God this past Sunday thought that that was going to be a day? The one family lost 8 family members. What a beautiful, wow. It just, when I think about that, like, it hurts in my heart to feel what that family must be feeling. But what a beautiful thing that I've been seeing through all of the hardship and the hurt is that in the midst of these tragedies, that's why I encourage people to look for the beauty and the suffering, even like at 9/11 and all the shootings in Las Vegas. Look for the beauty and the suffering, and I see the togetherness. I see people praying one for the other. I see people holding each other, comforting each other. And God allows me to see the beauty and the suffering. And though it would be easy to want to be mad at that man and to be angry, we need to have understanding that that man had issues. He had spirits upon him. He had mental problems. And we need to be able to have forgiveness in our hearts. And it is a horrible thing he did. And I'm not saying that that's right. But God says that vengeance is his, not ours. We need to pray for his family as well. And we need to pray that we can reach these type of people before it comes to the point where they pull those triggers and the enemy gets a hold of their minds and corrupts them and binds them in sin and leads them into this kind of destruction. I truly believe that's the hand of the enemy, and I feel a witness in my spirit. We need to rise up. We need to practice our gifts of discernment. We need to pray without ceasing and ask God to give us a boldness. And we need to be praying for these nations, for these people. We just need to be standing up as warriors and knowing that the enemy doesn't have the power, that we as children of God have the power to come against him and to command things against him, and that he has to flee in the name of Jesus. I just really feel a witness spirit right now, and I feel like I could go on preaching, but that's going to be another day and another time. But I feel God refreshing me tonight as I focus on him and not on my problems, and as I focus on worshiping him and praising him. And we're going to get ready to pick things up a little bit, and I know it'll get us closer to the end of the program, but I just thank God, and in everything, I just want to praise him. I want to honor him. I just want to sing. I want to dance. I just thank him so much for all he's done in my life, and we really need to be raising up people. We need to have a boldness and not be scared to stand up and share truth, because God needs warriors going forth in these end days. We need to not have fear, knowing that he is with us and he protects us. And we just need to be sending every praise up. And right now, we're just going to get into some more praise, and we're going to worship God. Father, I just pray these songs go up and they bless you, and that our focus can be on you in this day. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Yes, Lord. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. Just bear with me for one moment, please.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. Every word of worship. Call. you ought to lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise God, praise God. And I'm hoping tonight that your every praise is to our God, our comforter, our strength, our source and power. And I just thank God for what he's done in my life and what he's done in my family's life and for being my strength as we've been going through our battles and through our struggles. And I ask everyone to please keep my precious God lifted up in prayer. The week that we lost my mom on October 21st. My dad had just had open heart surgery, so they spent some time apart in different hospitals, and I thank God that my mom came home from the hospital 3 days before she passed. That was her heart's desire, and my dad got to come home the day after my mom did, and they shared a couple of days before my mom went home to be with the Lord, but he's still recovering from open heart surgery, and he's also got a broken heart, so please continue to lift him. He's hurting. He misses my mom. They were together for 52 years. All of my family's hurting. Her grandkids and my husband, my mom was a mother to him as well. And I struggle daily with things that I feel and things I remember. But I just hold on to God and I keep pushing forth. And I had a choice to sit down, to give up, to quit living, to be angry at God, to continuously question things, to not want to go forth in ministry work. But I'm not going to let the enemy steal my joy. I'm not going to let the enemy lie to me. And I know there's people out there that need reached and need to know the truth about God. And another thing I want to preach on before long is about free will. So many people don't really have the understanding and concept about free will. And how if we didn't have that free will, we'd be like little puppets on a string. And many times the things that are happening in this world is done in man's own free will. It's not the will of God. It's not the hand of God going pulling those gun triggers or starving little kids to death. These things happening, it's the free will of man. It's the sin in the flesh. And I know many times people don't understand why doesn't God intervene or why doesn't God do this. His ways are higher than ours. His purpose and plans are higher than ours. Well, we may never understand. In those situations, we got to keep our faith. We got to know that he's a good, good God. And if we even look to the word all the time, that he offered mercy and grace to people that were sinning in the word, and he gave them chances before tragic things happen. And You know, we got to keep it real. We can't sugarcoat things. And, you know, a lot of times tragedies that we see happening all around us are in places of great sin and people worshiping other gods, people having idols, people living in adultery and homosexuality, faced with a lot of abortion. The list is endless. We need to have our lives lining up with the Word. We need to be having our lives submitted to God, walking in His will, and we need to be praising Him in all things. Whether we're in the valley or if we're on the mountaintop, we're to praise God because He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And we need to quit pointing the finger at God for everything that happens. Many times situations in our lives and our loved ones' lives are things we've brought upon ourselves. Our God has given us warning, or God has tried to redirect us to go another direction, but we choose to walk in the flesh and not submit to God's will. And if we could learn to let go of self, to get out of the way, to let go of flesh, many circumstances in our lives could change. And I just really feel a witness in my spirit about that. You know, I had originally set this up for an hour program, and I changed the time in the midst of the worship song because I felt a leading in my spirit. And I trust when that leading's in my spirit that God's speaking to someone. It could be one person. You may be that person, but we got to let go of flesh. You know, there's things that can bring harm in our life, you know, heart disease from not exercising, from not eating right, from not doing what doctors tell them, smoking cigarettes, plugging the arteries. Smoking cigarettes leads to cancer, and that was one of the downfalls of my beautiful mother. I won't lie. When she went through my grandmother's death, who also died with cancer, my mom was introduced to smoking, and it calmed her nerves, and it became like her best friend, sadly. And she eventually did quit in her battle of cancer. But, you know, those things pollute our body. They bring sickness. They can bring harm to our body. And God says we're not to pollute the temple. And sometimes people even take things out of context in the scripture, talking about it's not what goes in but what comes out. But we need to understand God doesn't mean in that we can pollute this temple. The Spirit lives inside this temple, and there's going to be consequences for the things that we do. And we need to be honest and not be telling people, well, those things are okay, and patting them on the back. That's one thing here on Reaching Out Radio I will not do. I will not lie to you and tell you everything in life is going to be easy. I will not lie to you and tell you that it's okay to continuously sin and take advantage of God's grace, because it's not. I won't lie to you and tell you that you're never going to hurt. And if you walk with God and have Jesus as your Savior, that you'll never hurt or go through. I won't lie to you, because that's not what the Word teaches us. And that's what we're going to go through, struggles in life. And you know, when we're in those struggles and we're in those valleys, that's when God really truly gets to see who we are and where our faith is in Him. That's when He can see if we're going to turn our back on Him or we're going to trust in Him and lean onto His understanding and not our own. God gets to see who we are when we're going through. When I'm going through right now, God gets to see who I am. My best friend's not here no more. My mom was the best person ever that you could ever meet in your life. She stood up for me all of my life. She was always giving and loving. She wasn't about materialistic things. She always pushed me to strive. She always encouraged me. She knew that I had a call on my life from an early age. Anytime I was doing anything, she was right there in my corner standing with me. And I thank God for my other best friend, too. That's my husband, because me, him, and my mom are like the three musketeers. And, you know, a lot of you know his testimony and the background he came from. And he wasn't blessed to have a mother like me growing up. His family was all about drugs and addiction and abuse. He was never taught love, or never really truly loved, until God brought him into our family and my mom took him on as her son. So, you know, he's endured a loss as well. But I thank God that he prays with me, and he knows when I'm hurting. Sometimes I just need a hug, or there might be a moment like tonight when we went to grab a bite to eat because I wasn't feeling well. And I looked over at the park and I had a flashback of me and my mom there this spring, and she was feeding the squirrels, and we were laughing and just sharing moments. And I encourage you in life, take time to make those memories. Don't waste a day. If you're carrying a grudge in your heart and you're angry at someone you love, offer them forgiveness, one that will set you free. and it will also set them free, but you may never get the chance to have that forgiveness. And God says that if we can't forgive others, that he won't forgive us of our sins. And how horrible would it be that if you truly love somebody and maybe you're fighting over something foolish to hold a grudge and not forgive them, and then maybe they be lost in an accident or, you know, die of natural causes. I encourage you in that. Slow down in life. Make memories with your kids. Check on your parents. Tell them you love them. Hug them. I'd give anything to be able to pick up a phone and call my mom, to have a conversation with her, to hug her, to thank her for the great things that she's done in my life. But the only way I can communicate right now is through God. And I believe in my spirit, she watches over me. Don't have no regrets, and don't constantly be going through life thinking you have all the time in the world, because 2 years ago, my mom never would have thought that her life would be over when she was diagnosed with cancer. And she truly thought she was going to beat that disease, and that's what made it somewhat hard for me, because the faith that she had, and she truly believed that she had the battle of cancer fought and beat, but God must have needed her and had other plans for her in heaven, and I have to accept his will. Will I say that it's easy and that I don't hurt her, I'm just going to laugh and be like everything's okay? No, because I miss her. I love her. A part of me feels so empty right now. But in those moments, I choose to call on God and ask him to be my strength, to be my comforter, to be my friend. And I thank you for the time I had with her, because not everyone was as blessed to me to have such a beautiful mother or to have as many years as I did with my mother. Even though she was only 67, I hope that she had more years. I'll never not thank God for that time. And I feel so special because he chose me to be her daughter. He gave me such a beautiful mother. And I'm grateful for that. And I know that many of you all over the world are facing trials. Many of you are, maybe you're angry at God. But what truly gives us the right to be angry at God? God is our creator. He's the creator of all things. He's in control of things. And his ways and his plans are perfect. We just need to learn to walk in his will and to understand that he's with us and that we're not alone. And we need to stay in his word. And I love to get in the word. It encourages me, but it also teaches us. In John 10:10, it says, the thief, which is talking about Satan, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And that's Jesus Christ. He came that we could have life. But we need to understand when we're seeing this innocent bloodshed and we're seeing people go in and there's massacres like in Las Vegas and in this church, really look where the enemy was hitting at on Sunday, in the house of God. The enemy had a hold of that man's mind. I see the enemy's hand all over that trigger. You know that has to be an evil spirit to go in and slaughter innocent little children, a pregnant mother and her children. And my heart breaks. And we need to be praying about these kind of things. We need to be focusing more on the problems in this world and praying for situations and praying for our leaders and understanding, though, that things will get worse because God's word teaches us that. But we have ways to be prepared, and we have ways to come against evil and things that aren't in God's plan. And that's through the word of God, our sword, and through the power of prayer. People, we need to be tapping into that power. And, you know, I wasn't anticipating even talking about a lot of the things I was speaking about tonight, but the Spirit's leading me, and I'm going to be obedient because someone needs to hear what God has to say tonight. And like I said, I'm not going to sit back and act like everything's rainbows, puppies, and lollipops in life, because it's not. Another thing in the Word of God in Hebrews 13:5, God says, keep your life from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How many of us listening out there tonight can honestly say we're content with what we have? You know, it's so easy in the midst of things when things break down, or maybe things aren't going the greatest at your house, or maybe your house is falling apart, or God only knows what struggles you're going through in life. It's easy to want to look and be jealous or covet your neighbor and want what they have. But we need to also stop and think there's people in worse places than we are. That's where we look for that beauty in the suffering, and we look to those blessings. Not everybody has a roof over their head. Not everybody has a bed to lay on. Not everybody has shoes on their feet. Look around in your life when you're going through struggles, and you want to focus on the struggle and not praise God. I really want you to take time to look to the blessings in your life and look to someone that's going through something greater than what you're going through, because I'm going to tell you something. There's always someone else hurting or going through pain, and that's worse off than you are. When you get yourself to a point where you can count your blessings and you can thank God even in your struggles, I'm going to tell you something. He's going to bless you, and he's going to honor your faith, and he's going to turn situations around for you. I think of Job in the Bible. He lost everything, but he never turned his back on God. But at the end, he brought everything back to him in a greater, in a beautiful way. And I'm trusting God right now in my storms and in my situations. I truly believe part of what I went through with my mom is going to be part of the ministry work God's got ahead of me. And I know that there's so many people broken and suffering. And God's really grown me in the area of seeing the beauty and the suffering. And I truly believe he's going to use that in my life and through ministry work. And I don't know what doors he's going to open, but I'm ready to walk through them as he prepares me and takes me through them. Because I truly believe a lot of it's going to be focused on suffering and reaching the broken and the lost and letting them see firsthand someone that's went through loss and pain and hurting, that God is there and that he can bring you through. And it is possible to have joy again. Jeremiah 17:14 says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." Hallelujah. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Thank you, Father. In Psalms 71:23, "My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed." Hallelujah. In Psalms 69:30, "I will praise the name of God with the song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving." Hallelujah. We will magnify you, Father, and that's what we're doing tonight, Father. "And I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am safe from my enemies." Hallelujah. That's Psalms 18:3. And this scripture right here really helps to bring healing to my heart. Revelation 21:4, God says, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." One day, I will be with my mom, and we will never have to part again. I will never hurt again. I will never cry again. Praise be to God. I have such beautiful things to look to. But until that day, I want to enjoy the life that God has given me. I don't want to sit back in misery and not enjoy his beautiful creation or my beautiful granddaughter or the life with my husband or my kids, because life is truly a precious gift. If people would just wrap their minds around what a gift and a miracle life is and quit focusing on things of the flesh and of this world, man, it can make such a difference. I love to watch the sun come up. It's so beautiful in the morning. See it set in the sky. That's the power of God, and that's in his control. I love to watch the birds fly and free, and when the wind gets on their wings and they just soar. Or to watch, right now, it's like God just takes a paintbrush and paints all the trees, the change of the seasons. Take time to see our Creator, because he's all around you. When you see that sun rise and that sunset, know that's the hand of God that created that very sun. And when you see the stars at night, know that he called them by name. And he's the creator of those things. And the moon, everywhere you look, the birds, everything that is in motion is in God's hand and in his plan. He's a great creator. Really think about the gift of life, how a child starts out, how a sperm and an egg come together to form a life. And what really excites me is God said he knew us before we was in the womb. That's a beautiful thing to me. Life is a gift. It is a miracle. Take time to enjoy it. And praise God every day when you open your eyes. Thank God for the life he gives you. Learn to start praising him and thanking him and not constantly asking for things. I'm not saying that it's wrong to pray and to ask God to meet me in your life, but don't let that be the only thing that you're doing is constantly asking God for things. How about exalting him and thanking him for your life, thanking him for your family, for your job, whatever blessing you have in your life? It's a great month to be talking about Thanksgiving because this is the month that we celebrate Thanksgiving. I would love to see you get to a place where you can just count your blessings and not focus on all the negative things. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. And right now I'm going to get ready to share one more song, and then I always like to offer an opportunity. I know we haven't been on in a while, and there may just even be one person listening, and the word goes out, you know, through these on-demand links and other people sharing. But in case there's anyone out there tonight that needs prayer, I want to share the number 626-696-8607 and press 1, and I would gladly pray with you. Or maybe you might be listening later and you need prayer. Please, you can message me here on Reaching Out Radio, or you can contact me through my email, singingpraises70@hotmail.com, or you can contact me, Montel Fields, on Facebook. I would gladly pray with you, and I love to get into the Word and encourage others and pray. But we're going to get ready to share one last song, and then we're going to close out with prayer. And I love this song, and it's a beautiful song. It's called Take Me to the King. And, you know, many people may say tonight, what do I have that I can bring? Bring your worship and bring your reverence, and let's just go before the King and offer up praises and offer ourselves up to him and truly seek yourself, pour out yourself to God tonight and ask your Father what his will is in your life, what he wants you to do. Just offer yourself up to him, and I just encourage you to come into a place of worship and bring yourself before our Father, and let's just go to the King.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Praise God. We're going before the King. And I thank you all so much for joining me here tonight on Reaching Out Radio. We're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We want to reach the broken. We want to pray for the ones that are lost. We want to help the ones that are hurting. We want to move as the body of Christ, one mind and one accord, and all for His glory. And I'm so thankful to God. And I just want to say to my brothers and sisters all over the world, I'm so blessed when I go to the map and see that we've reached a brother or sister in the Philippines. We've reached a brother or sister in South Africa. We've reached a brother or sister in China. We've reached a brother or sister in the Philippines. We've reached a brother or sister in Norway. We've reached a brother and sister in different places that I've never even heard of. And I thank God for that. And I'm just trusting God and going to go out in prayer and just, Father, I just want to exalt you, Father God. Lord, I felt a leading in my spirit tonight, Lord, and I'm praying for those that need to hear the word, dear God, that you led me in tonight, God, and that they'll just open their ears, dear God, and that a seed will be planted into their heart. And I know once that seed's planted, dear God, you take it from there, dear God, and you'll grow that seed, Father. And I want to hear testimonies of people that's been reached these broadcasts, God. Father, I pray, dear God, for all my brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, dear God, that, Father God, you meet their needs, dear God. And, Lord, I pray that you put Bibles in their hands, ones that don't have them, God. And, Lord, if you need to use me in that way or ones listening, dear God, please, God, you make the way, you show me, dear God, and I'll be faithful in all that you call me to do, Father. Lord, I pray for people, dear God, that are bound in sex trafficking and all these beautiful young ladies in other countries, dear God. Lord, free them, dear God. Set them free, dear God. Bind wounds, dear God, and help people to have strength to be able to stand up to evil spirits like that, Father. Father God, I pray for people that's facing devastation from various situations, dear God, whether it be earthquakes or mudslides or hurricanes, dear God, terrorist attack, whatever it is tonight, dear God. Lord, I just pray for a spirit of peace to fall tonight, Father God. Lord, I just pray that you pour your anointing down upon your children, God, that you'll dry them eyes that are crying, God, that you'll embrace those that are feeling alone and broken, the widow, the orphan, dear God, someone that's just lost a loved one like I did, God, because myself, I need comfort, dear God. I miss my mom. I just thank you, dear God, for being my strength, God, and for being their strength, God, and Lord, I just pray that you'll use me and have your way and your will in my life, dear God. And I just bring my broken heart to you, dear God, and ask that you do heal it, God. And I offer it praise to you, God. And, Lord, I want you to have your will and your way in Reaching Out Radio, God. Lord, bring in new guests to share their ministries, dear God, and testimonies and artists and authors, whatever it is, dear God. Whatever you will be, dear God, I always want to be out of the way, and I offer myself unto you. And I thank you for the sacrifice of your son, Jesus Christ, that you loved us so much that you sent your son to die for us. And we have hope and victory through him. And we have eternal life, dear God. Death is just the door to the other side, Father. And that's what helps me to get through on the days I miss my mom, knowing that she's with you. And I believe she watches over me, Father God. And Father, I just pray, Father God, for those that are needing fed, dear God, that you to bring them food, Father God. And Lord, for those fighting addictions, dear God, that you break those addictions, whatever the need be tonight, Father God, I just pray that you pour out your love and that you meet the needs of your people, dear God. And Lord, I pray for those that don't know you tonight, dear God. I pray that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father. And I pray to hear testimonies of that, Father God. And I just thank you, I honor you, and I praise you, and I offer you all the glory. And I just say what a wonderful and mighty King you are. And I raise the name of Jesus up, name above all names. And we ask these things in his name. Amen. Please continue to watch our homepage of Reaching Out Radio here on Blog Talk. Just put in our name and it'll take you into the homepage. And please, if you love our broadcast, you love our station, please message me here on Blog Talk or follow us, and you can share your email, and it will remind you, and it helps us to grow, and it sees others. Hey, there's people listening, and share the on-demand links. It don't cost nothing to share them. It don't cost nothing to listen. You can even download them for free. Or if maybe you feel led to be a guest on the show, or you want to preach, or you're an artist that wants to share your music, as long as it's to glorify God and to share the gospel, you are welcome. This platform is for all my brothers and sisters and ministers and those doing work for God. It's not even about me. So you're welcome. Just message me and get a hold of me on Facebook. As I said, Montel Fields, MontelFields. Or you can email me at singingpraises70@hotmail.com. Just keep on pressing and know that you're not alone. And when you're going through those weak moments, just ask your Father God to perfect yourself in your weakness, and he will. And just know that I love you, but God loves you more. And don't back down, because God is backing you up. Praise be to God for that. And join Evangelist Everly here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. He's going to be sharing a message. He's a powerful teacher, very anointed man of God. And many times his wife joins him, and Chad's going to be coming back on with the prophetic timeline, and Sister Pearl Corbin will be joining us again soon. So there's going to be a lot of anointed teachers, and as God leads me, I'll share, and I hope to get my husband on here even to share. He's a very gifted man in the Bible. But just keep lifting us up, and we need to all pray one for the other and pray for the nations and our leaders, and we just need to put all of our trust in God and just keep on keeping. Have a very blessed night. And again, thank you for joining me, your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, here on Reaching Out Radio. God bless you all.